Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Now, just when I thought I knew everything, it turns out that one of my very long-held beliefs is wrong by about 10 days. All the cards I sent, all the little private celebrations, and all the very public posts on social media have been off by 10 days. It may not sound like much to you, but 10 days is a lot when the subject is someone's birthday. Okay, here's the deal. I've been celebrating Johann Sebastian Bach's birthday on the 21st of March for as long as I can remember. And at my age, that's a long time. The day coincided nicely with the coming of spring, and it seemed cosmically fitting that the equinox and the birth of that pillar of Western music should have happened within a day of each other. On that wonderful morning in 1685, everything was tidy in that part of my world until last week. Just for the heck of it, I Googled Herr Bach to see if some new tidbit had surfaced in his biography. You know, like maybe he fathered 22 children instead of the long claimed 21, or that he had a ghostwriter working for him. But no. In the very first sentence, it was stated that J.S. was born on March 31st of 1685. The March 21st date? That was March 21st O.S. That is to say, old system, which is to say the Julian calendar, which is not the Gregorian calendar, which most of the Western world has been using for about 4 centuries. So what, you say? Well, here's what I say. When Julius Caesar put the Roman Empire on a new calendar in 48 BC, he was doing a very important and useful thing. He wanted the annual calendar to follow the actual number of sunrises and sunsets that occur in a year. He knew, because astronomers had already figured it out, that a calendar year is actually 365.25 days. So, they added an extra day every 4 years, leap years. That still left 11 minutes every year unaccounted for. But that was a bit of a mess, and they kind of, swept it under the rug. Hardly noticeable, right? 11 minutes over the course of a year? Big deal. Well, it is a big deal in the eyes of historians, storytellers, and prosecutors. That tiny discrepancy adds up to about 3 days every 4 centuries. 3 days make a big difference if you're trying to discredit an alibi. So in Bach's case, many of the record keepers in Germany were still keeping track of things in OS, the old Julian calendar. In Britain and her American colonies, the change to the new Gregorian calendar didn't happen until 1752, 2 years after Bach died. In America, on Wednesday, September 2nd, 1752, the official proclamation was made that the very next day, Thursday, would not be September 3rd, but rather September 14th. As we all know, if you repeat something often enough and loud enough, people will accept it. Do you miss those 11 days we lost? I don't either. And so by the time little Eddie Holohan comes along, learns to love classical music, and starts celebrating the birthdays of his heroes, the textbooks were still giving March 21st as the birth date of the great man. A lot of books and websites still do. I remember a morning with my brother, who taught me to love music, when we sat down to a cupcake each, lighting birthday candles and listening to Bach. He went off to school with extra birthday treats in hand for selected classmates. My goodness, that was a long time ago. Joe is gone now, but I still keep up with the birthdays. At least I thought I was keeping up. Then bam! The whole calendar thing blows up. Imagine my chagrin when, after playing Bach continuously for a day and a half, I had to tell Mary that the party was 10 days early. It's a good thing that I checked before making my annually incorrect announcement of the date on social media. That saved me from a terrible fate, admitting that I was wrong about Bach, no less. Well, I haven't been on the planet this long without learning to make lemonade of the lemons. There is a silver lining to this birthday cloud, after all. I still have time to send him a card.